No double yellers at all. All praises to the traffic warden. Forgive me, Lord, for insulting her mentally. And just, I'm not being a hostile person, and I don't really consider myself a criminal, but I have felt behaviourally challenged today. And I've lived at 40 for a number of years, almost on my 33rd birthday. I lived at 40 for 3 years. I'm grateful Tony had me. When I got kicked out of P3 for accidentally setting a fire with a cigarette. Moreover, yeah, and touching back on the mental afflictions, well, it's just part of life. It can be very personal, as I'm sure those who've experienced mental health will know. Moreover, I'm just glad because we've been, well, I say we, I've been moved on, but actually I've found it better to be parked just round the corner, no double yellows in sight, in a kind of civilised looking residential area where I want to be civilised, I want to be helpful regarding, you know, you've got to be a notch better than the prophets and the law to be protected by love. I clearly have a lot to say, and I'm really glad that I was moved on by the traffic warden, because in my immediate physical fleshy hostility, which was non-present in my demeanour, but deep inside me, a core of evil, it did shake. But now I've learnt to find a vantage point just around the corner from work, where I worked today, clearing some rubbish, some waste. I do intend to return on the morrow, and thus being said, I felt absolutely very so tired after work, to which I tried loosely. It was actually quite the abstract, cryptic, random text message to my boss. Bit of one that needed to cipher him, but not really too much negotiating for myself and getting a night off, but when really I want to be at work. I had a vision and a voice on the way in while smoking a cigarette, listening to Radio 2, to take it easy, and that I'm going to do. And I take that as good and righteous, because it was once, take it easy, the advice given to the Queen, rest her soul, and God save the King. Moreover, I am going to be very vigilant parking on this nice residential area around about, round the corner from work. So far, if there's any kind of angst at my presence, I will just immediately leave with all pardons in and ready to be warranted to said residents. I'm grateful for my language, I'm grateful for language, but even if you have a good talent, a gift, it doesn't necessarily mean you've got it on automatic. It doesn't mean automation. You do also have to try. You have to work. You have to be sober and vigilant. You have to work hard. And yes, and I'm not in any way want to put myself above other, but grandiose is the way forward. And this being said, I would like to consider myself parking here. We know grandiose being I'm by any way above the law, but there's no double yellow lines. I had a call today from the business show. However, the initial unction was that they were going to give me an exhibition table. But they decided not to, which I think is, in hindsight, a poor decision on their part, at least, and Great Britain's, regarding just a bit of variety, bit of just mixing things up. Like, I was going to sit there on the table at the London Business Show with my books, given them out as gifts, and that would have been it. But yeah, it was nice to have had the call, but I'd like to have, as like God, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, been as thorough with my beginning as I was with my end. Amen. I've not actually had a ticket from work yet, so I am just considering how long I'm going to be here. But they do make it on the application rather clear that you have a bag of fast food, primarily Indian, due to be taken, you to return, and that's made me feel hungry.